Hi everyone and welcome to another episode of the Alami podcast, Change Your Company. Today I want to share with you a key principle of leadership. A principle which is key not only to making big impact, but also to achieving success and to influencing people. And this key is consistency. Now, I've been throughout my journey of self-development, of leadership, and also while helping other leaders and organizations achieve and become their best, I've seen how this principle is so powerful. But in the last couple of years, I've been experimenting with this principle in many areas of my work and life, and I've seen how it's extremely transformational. When we commit to certain habits, to certain activities, to certain actions, to certain standards, everything changes. I'll give you one example. A few years ago, I started to do a workout with a group of people virtually. We would do burpees while using Zoom. And I still remember the first time I joined that workout. I was new to burpees. I was new to doing workouts with other people, especially over Zoom. It was a period of COVID. And when I joined the virtual room, I didn't know what they're going to be doing, except the fact that there will be a burpees workout. And I remember when I joined, then they said at the beginning that they will be doing 100 burpees. But the interesting thing was they were planning to do the 100 burpees and it was non-stop. So now imagine me joining that session and at the same time I haven't done any kind of physical workout which is based on burpees. And here I am there and they start doing the burpees and I start with them, and they reach 50, and I'm out of my breath, and I can't believe it that, you know, I'm able to do this 50 because I wanted to stop, but of course the peer pressure, in a way, pushed me toward that limit. The interesting thing is, by the end of that session, I did manage to do around 65, 70 maybe burpees. So I had to stop at around 50, but then I continued a little bit and then I stopped and I continued and stopped. But then what happened was I started to show up every day for this workout. And I still remember the energy this gave me, the vitality this gave me. And it became part of my daily life. Every day I'm doing a workout which is based on burpees. And in a way, in front of them, I became accountable, and I remember how this also made it a standard for me to work out every day. And from that point on, it became part of my life. And this is the power of consistency. So here I am, someone who used to work out maybe 4 times, 5 times a week, and now it became part of my life. The standard is I work out every day. And some days I will be traveling, some days I will be arriving home or to the hotel where I will be running a workshop or a program late, arriving to the hotel or to, and then because I committed to myself, I would still do the workout. And you cannot imagine how transformational this is. Because I committed to myself, because of this consistency. The vibrant energy and the strength of will I've developed because of this has been something I've never experienced before. But it's not about burpees or physical workout. Let's take the example of someone who achieved success at a very high level. the most successful and most decorated Olympian of all time, with a total of 28 medals. Now, no one reached that level of medals and success at the Olympics. Michael Phelps. He says that for 5 years, he was practicing every single day. And he adds, there are days when he didn't feel he wants to practice. And he adds, these are exactly the days when it made most difference. So you see, consistency is something which can make a huge impact when it comes to success, but also when it comes to influencing people. I want to give you another example. Almost a couple of years ago, I decided that I will be posting and sharing some content on social media on a consistent basis, on a daily basis. And then at one point, January 2023, I decided that I will be posting one video a day, every single day. And I'm not going to miss one single video or one single day. At the beginning, on Instagram, for example, I had around 300 people. And I was posting every day, not just posting any video, but posting quality videos, reels. And I was posting one after the other, weeks go by, months after months, and 5 months go by, and I reach 2,000. And then 1 week later, I go up 20, 30, 40,000. 40,000 followers. And then I reach 100,000. So what happened is, the consistency of the work that I was putting in was in a way stacking or compounding. And at the beginning, it didn't feel that it's making that much impact. But it was compounding and compounding. And then at one point, it blew up. And this taught me one of the biggest lessons about the power of consistency. The power of doing the work, of committing to the standards, regardless of the situation or the condition or how we feel. So this was, for me, the commitment to this consistency, very powerful. But I went on and I started to use it in other areas of my life and in other dimension of my work. But now, if we go back to leadership and influencing people and making bigger impact, consistency again plays a big role. What are we talking about here? We are talking about all these habits which are key to success. For example, leading meetings, leading engaging meetings. The consistency of that. I still remember during my career in the corporate world, I had a team of around 7 people. And at one point, it was holidays season, most of my team members, they were away on vacation. And I had only one of them at the office. And he comes to me and he says, it's great, everyone is not around, so we don't have the weekly meeting. And I said, no. We're going to have the weekly meeting. We will not miss a weekly meeting. Because if we skip it, it will have a lot of consequences. And I told him, look, even when I'm not around, you guys need to do it. Because if we lose this commitment to this consistent habit or ritual, we will lose. We will lose also in terms of results. We will lose sight of the progress. We will lose sight of the challenges. And we cannot afford doing this. So meetings, and I know a lot of people talk about wasted time in meetings, and meetings should be shorter, and meetings should be canceled. I understand for many meetings, it is the case. But meetings done in the right way are your best shot to involve and engage everyone in your team. So you see, this is one example about the consistency. When I reflected together with my team on last year, what were the game changers? And if you haven't listened to that session about reflecting on the previous year, I had an episode dedicated for this. Please go through it or listen to it. And you can still apply it for any quarter or month or maybe a week. You can select a few questions and you can use them for reflecting on a week, for example, or in a month or in a quarter. But one of the game changers was the daily meeting. During this daily meeting, we were discussing all key challenges, projects, etc. And it was an anchor for the day. It was energizer for the day. So this is the power of consistent habit when it comes to leadership. But it could be other habits. It could be other areas or skills or practices that you want to ensure that you are consistent applying them. It could be the one-to-one meetings with your team, like one-to-one basically reflections on their performance, or maybe in a quarterly basis. Whatever it is, thinking about what are the key practices and what are the standards. Because practices are just one thing, but the other thing is, what are the standards that we don't want to go below, or I don't want to go below? For example, I will have one celebration every month. For example, I will have one lunch, business lunch, with one of my key stakeholders every month. So committing to certain practices makes a big difference. I hope these reflections give you some insights, give you some ideas, so you can go out there and make bigger impact and inspire people and engage people and empower people and make your workplace better and higher performing. And like always, I appreciate any comments or feedback on this episode. Stay inspired and make the biggest impact you could make, not only within your area of responsibility, but beyond it. Bye.